Welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the Elgin County Library. We hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
That was Justin Gard, down visiting from Ottawa, Ontario. And I'm Julie Berry, host of Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from 105.9 De Brigg in Elmer, Ontario. Tonight's show has gone batty. We're all about bats, not baseball bats or the Dracula-style bats. Real flesh and blood bats. The library has many books about bats, and I'm going to tell you about a few of them. I have a special guest reader tonight, Claire, who was at the Fred Bodsworth Library one afternoon when I dropped in. She's going to read from a wonderful book called Stella Luna. I saw my first bat of the year a week ago, and for me it's always a sign that the nights are growing warmer, because of course bats don't fly around in cold weather. They hibernate all winter long, and when they first start flying out at night in my backyard, I am sure that winter is truly over. Here comes a bat now. Of course, not everyone is happy to see a bat. Some people have the wrong idea. In fact, there are a lot of myths out there about bats. My mother always said that I should be careful of bats, or they would get tangled in my hair. Not true. Bats only go where they want to go, and they do not want to get tangled up in anybody's hair. What if a bunch of bats got into a library at night? What do you think they would do? I know I've had a few bats fly into my house from time to time, and I know what I do. I try to get them out of my house as soon as possible. Yes, I do like bats, but at a distance. They make me nervous when they're flying around my living room or bedroom. The story I'm going to read tonight is about a colony of bats who love to read, and therefore love to sneak into the library at night whenever they get a chance. Are you all cozy? Snuggle up with a mummy or a daddy now and listen to this. Bats at the Library by Brian Lees. Another inky evening's here. The air is cool and calm and clear. We've feasted, fluttered, swooped and soared, and yet we're still a little bored. All this sameness leaves us blue and makes us ache for something new. Then word spreads quickly from afar. A window has been left ajar. Can it be true? Oh, can it be? Yes! Bat night at the library. The sky is lively as we race together toward our favorite place. Eager wings beat autumn air. Look, that's it. We're almost there. Then squeeze together, wing to wing, we rocket through the opening. We've waited for this night all year, but this is it, at last. We're here. For most old bats, this isn't new. They've got lots of things to do. They'll flutter off and lose themselves among the books lined up on shelves. Other bats, in munchy moods, will study guides to fancy foods, or hang out by a lamp instead, to talk about the books they've read. But little bats will have to learn the reason that we must return. The ones who haven't come before have no idea what's in store. Some of them will drift away and figure out a game to play, like shaping shadows on the wall, or wingtip tag around the hall. This big box is loads of fun, blasting brighter than the sun. Instead of copying books from shelves, we can duplicate ourselves. They're playing with a photocopier here. Very, very cute. Doesn't matter where you look, there's nothing like a pop-up book. The fountain water's nice and cool and makes a splendid swimming pool. Please, keep it down. You must behave. This library is not your cave. It's hard to settle down and read when life flits by at dizzy speed, but story time is just the thing to rest a play-exhausted wing. Now, you have to see this illustration is just so cute. All the little bats are hanging upside down on the under the library table. And the grown-up bat has taken a book and turned it upside down and is reading it to the little bats. Because, of course, the book has to be upside down because the bats are upside down. And if we listen, we will hear some distant voices drawing near. Louder, louder, louder still, they coax and pull us in. Until everyone, old bat or pup, has been completely swallowed up and lives inside a book instead of simply hearing something read. And now there are all kinds of really great illustrations of different famous stories, only the characters in the pictures are all bats. For example, Little Red Riding Hood is a little bat in a Red Riding Hood costume. Breathless, lost within the tale, no one sees the sky grow pale. What is that light? What is that light? A lamp? The moon? Our bookish feast can't end so soon. It feels as though we've just begun, but now we leave our books half done. Through the window into sky, it's much too late, we've got to fly. But maybe a librarian will give us bats this chance again, and leave a window open wide to let us share the world inside. For now, we'll dream of things we've read, a universe inside each head. Every evening, one and all, we'll listen for that late-night call. Can it be true? Oh, can it be? Yes, Bat Night at the library. That is such a delightful story, but you must borrow it from the library to fully appreciate it because the illustrations are wonderful. Now, Claire is going to read an excerpt from Stella Luna, a book by Janelle Cannon. This book is beloved by so many people, young and old alike. It's about a little bat that accidentally falls into a bird's nest and is brought up by birds. You might think that birds and bats would get along just fine since they both fly. But this book tells the story of what happens when a little bat is forced to learn the way of the birds. Here's Claire.
In a warm and sultry forest far, far away, there once lived a mother fruit bat and her new baby. Oh, how Mother Bat loved her soft, tiny baby. I'll name you Stella Luna, she crooned. Each night, Mother Bat would carry Stella Luna clutched to her chest as she flew out to search for food. One night, as Mother Bat followed the heavy scent of a ripe fruit, an owl spied her. On silent wings, the powerful bird swooped down upon the bat. Dodging and shrieking, Mother Bat tried to escape, but the owl struck again and again, knocking Stella Luna into the air. Her baby wings were as limp and as useless as wet paper. Down, down she went, faster and faster into the forest below. The dark, leafy tangle of branches caught Stella Luna as she fell. One twig was small enough for Stella Luna's tiny feet. Wrapping her wings around her, Stella Luna clutched the thin branch, trembling with cold and fear. Mother, Stella Luna squeaked. Where are you? By daybreak, the baby bat could hold on no longer. Down, down again she dropped. Flump! Stella Luna landed head first into a soft, downy nest, startling the three baby birds who lived there. Stella Luna quickly clambered from the nest and hung out of sight below it. She listened to the babble of the three birds. What was that? Cried Flap. I don't know, but it's hanging by its feet, chirped Flitter.
Shh! Here comes Mama!
Many, many times that day, Mama Bird flew away, always returning with food for her babies. Stella Luna was terribly hungry, but not for the crawly things Mama Bird brought. Finally, though, the little bat could bear it no longer. She climbed into the nest, closed her eyes, and opened her mouth. Plop! In dropped a big green grasshopper.
Thank you, Claire. So, will Stella Luna learn to love eating bugs morning, noon, and night? Will she learn to fly in the daytime or stand right side up? To get the answers to these questions, you will have to read Stella Luna by Janelle Cannon. And guess what? You can find that book at your friendly neighborhood library. Now, there is a series of easy read books available at the library all about a little girl by the name of Katie Kazoo, who has the exciting ability to turn into different creatures. And in the excerpt I'm going to read to you, she has wakened up as a bat. At first, she doesn't realize it, but she soon figures it out. Katie blinked for a minute and then opened her eyes, but she might as well have kept them shut. It was so dark she could barely see a thing. She wasn't outside the owl house, that was for sure. But she sure could hear a lot. All around her she heard all sorts of beeps and plings. She also heard what sounded like tiny footsteps and buzzing noises. How weird was that? And she had the funny feeling that she was hanging upside down, sort of like when she hung on the monkey bars at school. Suddenly, Katie noticed an itchy feeling just below her left wing. Carefully, she unhooked one of her claws from the tree branch above her and began to scratch at her soft, dark brown fur. Whoa, wait a minute. Wings? Claws? Fur? There was only one animal that had both wings and fur and hung upside down while it was resting. Oh, no! The magic wind had changed Katie into a bat. Katie was stuck in the dark, dismal cave of darkness. It was just her and the bats. Right now, Katie Kazoo was a creature of the night. How could she escape? Even with her bad bat eyesight, she could see that she was trapped inside the exhibit area. There must be a door somewhere. But if she did escape, what then? She'd still be a bat flying around the zoo. This was so not good. So, what is Katie Kazoo going to do about this conundrum? Check out the book, Katie Kazoo Goes Batty, and find out. Hey, I got an itchy funny bone. I think I need to laugh. How are bats and false teeth alike? They both come out at night. Well, all you library lovers, it's time to say goodbye. I'm going to miss you like crazy. This terrific show would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services located in Elmer, Ontario. Thanks to Justin and Claire for helping us out with this batty show. I'm Julie Barry. Thanks for listening.
Gendach, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, and radio program for Kinga by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop je han dit program geglecht. Ich san Mary Ham, and ich schof by the Elmer Library. We haunt a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat je wel vorn, de zand ola nu oop. De oop ne stun zand on de library dern te zijn. Ye can a phone, nend op phone ma as 5891-5500-09. Van jut nog meer information failed. Bitte koop nan en zeit wat we han in onze libraries tum junt en juna familia met halpen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.